comedian Jim Florentine in studio. I love this guy.
Yay.
He's at the Comedy Circle tomorrow at the Circle Hotel in Fairfield. Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone. Good morning, sir.
I can go for some chicken Florentine.
Ah!
Yeah.
Ah. I've never had.
You know, I wanted to see, because Jim is an edgy metalhead comedian from New Jersey, and you're a gay TV weatherman from Long Island. I wanted to see how many things we can find in common between the two of you guys.
Right.
Okay. What part of New Jersey are you from, Jim?
Central Jersey, Old Bridge.
You know Manalapan?
Yep.
Yeah, I got good friends in Manalapan.
Yeah. That's a couple towns over from me.
Yeah, it's a nice town. Nice
Scott,
area.
What was your first concert?
Yeah.
The Police.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, I've seen The Police. I saw them in a Synchronicity tour back in the day a couple different times. So.
I saw my rear window.
Yeah, usually when I see The Police, it's not a good situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think mine was Ghost in the Machine.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Great album.
We're going back.
Wow.
Okay. Good first concert.
Nice. Okay. That's one.
All right.
All right. Favorite movie?
Ordinary People.
Jim?
Never even seen it.
Jim.
I would say probably like a Goodfellas.
Didn't that like Timothy Hutton?
Yeah, Goodfellas is awesome too.
Didn't that like Timothy Hutton and like, what the hell is it?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Just an unbelievable movie.
That was the one movie I missed at the Brookhaven Theater for 99 cents. I'm like, I'm good this week.
What is it?
You got to see that movie. Well, first of all, I was in love with Timothy.
Were there like different love, different storylines in the movie?
No, brother
really.
Are out boating, and the brother drowns, and Timothy Hutton's character survives.
Right.
And Mary Tyler Moore despises him, her son, loved the other son, Buck, much better.
Oh.
Yep.
It was a book that became a movie, won awards, and she is amazing as, like, the bitch
amazing.
In the movie. It's awesome.
Yeah, things changed after we got the Buck out of there.
And it was Robert Redford's directorial debut.
Somebody has something on their mind.
What part of the movie did you watch?
We know why you watched the movie now.
I couldn't get that out.
You couldn't get that out, huh?
Yeah.
Directorial debut. That's what I was trying to say.
Big difference.
Well, I've heard of the movie, and I think it was a big deal, right? So
that was huge.
So, did it win a lot of awards?
It definitely won awards.
So Mary Tyler Moore did not win for Best Actress that year, which I was completely upset about. I forget who did win, but it wasn't Mary Tyler Moore. She totally rocked it. You know, because you're used to Mary Tyler Moore from the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yes.
This character is a 180 complete biatch.
Right. With a capital B.
But those roles never really won an Academy Award when they play the bitch.
That was Sissy Spacek won that year, Coal Miner's Daughter.
Oh, yeah.
That was another good movie. That was tough.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
I don't think I watched that one.
I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter.
Anybody else hearing that, too?
Yep.
How about heavy metal bands, Scott? Do you like any heavy metal bands?
Oh, here we go.
Is Def Leppard considered heavy metal?
Yeah, they're hard rock.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Close
now, like, they're kind of like
some of their early stuff can bleed over
On
a little.
Through the Night, stuff like that.
Their first album, On Through the Night, was excellent. I think they were like 14 years old. There's three great songs on that, but the guitar riffs in there are awesome.
And then the second one.
I can listen to any Def Leppard song. I think they're amazing.
Except High and Dry?
Let's Get Rocked.
That's the second one, yeah. High and Dry.
I'm going to get in it.
That was all of a sudden they started sounding like AC/DC because John Mutt Lange
produced them,
album. The first time they played Let It Go on the radio, I was like, is this AC/DC?
Who this?
Yeah.
And I do like Rush, but they're not considered hard metal either.
It's progressive,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still hard.
Well, that's interesting.
You know.
I never knew that about you.
Yeah.
You liked Rush.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love Rush. I think the video, I can still see it when he's riding the pencil the sky.
I don't recall that one.
That has to be like a later.
Sure he's riding a pencil?
Sure. Was Robert Redford in this video?
Robert Redford was the pencil.
Oh, my God. You know, you guys, you can twist and turn a pretzel, all of you.
Scott, what do you think of Phil Collins?
Not a fan.
Yay.
We have that in common.
We found something,
yay, and I thought that this would not be something to have in common.
Yep.
Wow.
Not a fan.
Yep.
Really? Yeah. Why is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Peter Gabriel either.
I don't know if this is correct or not, but I heard he's a little bit of an anti-Semite. I don't know if that's true or not. But I dated a guy, and we were not allowed to listen. The guy I was dating was Jewish, and we were not allowed to listen to Phil Collins.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay. I said, I didn't know anything about that.
So no, can we kind of
again, I don't know anything about it, so I'm just throwing that out there. But,
yeah.
And I don't really enjoy his music. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, it's true.
No, it really annoyed me, because he was like the biggest rock star for like 3 years in the 80s with MTV.
That whole No Jacket Required album?
All of his solo stuff.
The No Jacket Required album was a solo album.
His solo career was almost as big as Genesis MTV at that time.
Oh,
it was just like, this is the big rock star?
Yeah, every soundtrack had a song of his.
And he always tried to be funny soundtrack in the videos. Yeah. He tried to be funny, and he wasn't.
Yeah, no.
It just annoyed me.
It looked like Charlie.
Still annoys me.
It looked like Charlie Brown.
I'm trying to think of, You Call on Me. Isn't that one of his songs?
I don't think so, but Susudio could be one of the worst songs.
No,
ever.
Really, no, groovy kind of love.
So. In the Air Tonight, no. You know, like In the Air Tonight, the whole drum.
I don't like that either.
Part's cool.
Yeah, that's all right.
But it takes forever to get there.
Hmm.
Genesis, though, it does have one of my all-time, a really good song though.
Paper Lane is good. Misunderstanding's a good one.
Hmm.
Yeah, Genesis had some decent stuff.
Yes.
They're more
Turn it on again. He did.
And that's all Phil Collins.
Yeah. But I mean,
mostly Phil Collins.
That's when he had a pulse. Once he went solo, we'd be like, what the hell? Where's Phil?
No, there was. He did get into this love song thing.
Yes.
Where it was
against all odds, wanted to tear my friggin' heart out.
Easy lover.
Am I shouting? Sorry.
Yeah, like, why are you so angry? I don't understand.
I don't know. Bad memories are coming up, I guess. Had to wear stupid clothes. No.
Yeah, and then I remember Live Aid. He played over in England. Then he took the Concorde over to Philadelphia and played
with Zeppelin
the same day. I'm like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
It was too much.
Yeah, you're Superman.
It was a saturation.
Yeah, yes, got on the Concorde and flew right over.
Yeah,
and play with, I think he played with Zeppelin.
He played
which
with Zeppelin.
Sacrilegious.
We were over-colonized. Yes.
I do love. I was listening to Zeppelin on the way in this morning. They're also another great group.
Were you?
Like what?
Yeah,
like,
I was listening to.
Like what song? All My Love.
No. Oh God, now I can't remember it. He's in the park.
He's in the park.
Oh, Enter the Out. Fool in the Rain.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. He was in a park.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same premise as Misunderstanding. Fool in the Rain and Misunderstanding is the same song. They end up standing on the wrong corner in the rain.
Right.
Because they thought there must be a misunderstanding. You didn't show up. Fool in the Rain is you didn't show up.
Right.
But I was on the wrong block. I was on the wrong corner.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
You get stiffed.
Couldn't you just look across the street and see the person?
Did we all agree that like Zeppelin owned the 70s?
They did, yes.
Like, yeah, the Beatles were the 60s and Zeppelin was the 70s.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah. Let's just put it out there.
Right. And the 80s was a bunch of hair metal.
80s? Yeah, right. Who owned the 80s?
Well, on one side, you had Journey on one side. That was the not-so-rocking people. And then you had, like, all the hair metal bands.
Yeah, like, you know, Motley Crue, then Def Leppard, then also Guns N' Roses came in, like, 87.
Rat. Right.
Yeah, they might be too late to own it, but yeah, they were close.
Yep.
I think if we're talking about, like, I always say the 40s was Frank Sinatra, the 50s was Elvis, 60s Beatles, 70s Zeppelin. 80s, is it Michael Jackson? And he only had one great album.
For pop,
man, what a hell of an album.
For pop, definitely.
Yeah, but I mean like all music.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Probably Michael Jackson.
He was everywhere. He was on Pepsi commercials. Burst in the Flames.
He was everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't he get burned on one of his commercials?
Yeah, Pepsi.
He did.
Yep.
Oh, yep. God in heaven.
Too close to an explosion.
Because I'm hot.
And then he started singing, wink, wink.
What note is that?
But he was the first one to do a Super Bowl show that I can remember that was like a Super Bowl halftime show.
It was amazing.
That changed everything.
When he did with the different parts of the field.
Yeah, he disappeared, and then he ended up on top of a night tower or something, or a speaker tower somewhere.
Pretty amazing.
They used to just have a marching band at the Super Bowl halftime show, which was like nothing. Yep. Nobody watched that.
Or Up With People.
Up With People.
Was that the marching band, Up With People?
Well, no, that was a singing group, Up With People, and they had them for a number of years. Up With People. As long as we can't afford to pay anybody.
I'm just looking up the words here because I got to get the words right.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we were all thinking that, Scott. We can't wait to hear you really sing the song.
All right, I'm going to lower my headphones. I'm on my headphones now. Check one.
They don't have the... Hang on a minute.
Misty Mountain Hop.
You know what? I can tell you, I have no idea what that song's about. Does anyone know what it's about?
I've heard it my whole life. Do we have to know?
I never want to really know what the song's about. I don't really care.
I really don't know. I really don't know.
Maybe that's what he's singing. Yeah. I don't know what this song is about.
Yeah, what the hell is what's a Misty Mountain Hop?
What is a Misty Mountain Hop?
Is it a drink? Is it some kind of like, you know, dessert?
I don't know.
Is it an affliction? Grandma's got the Misty Mountain Hop.
I don't know, but I know those two together wrote and put out more great songs in a decade than anybody in that decade.
They also did a lot of drugs.
Walking in the park just the other day, baby. What? What are you doing? What do you think I saw?
You sound like an elderly grandmother.
Well, like flipping a coin. We might have an answer here.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
good.
I'm listening to you guys. I just wanted to say that. What about Van Halen for the 80s? I mean, they came out strong with, 1984, and then they came back.
That was 84.
With,
they had a couple albums before that.
Yeah.
Diver Down. Mean Streets.
Women and Children first. Yep. Yeah, then Roth leaves the band in 84, 85, then Hagar comes out in 86, and they had huge hits with that, too. So Van Halen, definitely.
That's a great, thank you. Taylor?
Something. If I were not in an open newsroom, I would crank that Zeppelin and sing it with my heart's content.
Scott.
Thanks for the warning.
Just do it.
Yeah, go for it, man.
You know what? Maybe at the Christmas show.
Okay, Christmas Zeppelin. Show. You'll sing Zeppelin at the toy drive.
We'll dress him like Robert Plant and everything.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Taylor, do you know what Misty Mountain Hop is about?
Yeah, the Lord of the Rings reference. Just like Over the Hills and Far Away. Darkest Depths of Mordor. Met a Girl So Fair.
Right.
Something, Gollum and the Evil One.
The inner
nerd. I couldn't tell you what the details of each song are about, but, you know.
So, oh, wow. This is why I don't know.
Right.
It's weird. I could listen to a song and love it and just know a couple words here and there and think I love it and not know what it means.
Me too. Same thing. Same with Elton John. It's like, I don't know half the words he's saying half the time.
Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, see. I had no idea.
Nope. Yeah. I didn't know Candle in the Wind was about Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, really? That I did
know. No, not until Princess Diana died.
That I did know.
Then I figured it out.
I knew that one. That's all I did know.
Chaz and AJ.
I gotta run.
Oh, you gotta go?
Hey, I gotta go. Misty Mountain Hop.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, man. I love you guys. Bye.
Right, love you too.
It's based loosely on The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
Yeah, we just got that.
Yep.
And I know why Scott Haney doesn't like Phil Collins.
I don't want to hear your thought.